I know.
Are we okay? Okay. Okay. See, this time I hit record, it didn't start recording, and then I'm just staring into the camera, and then I hit record again and it did start recording. But now it's recording and I don't have a suave intro like I planned. Welcome to the Breakfast Club, everybody. We got homies in chat. We got a whole shebang. We got the Hala crew. Shout out. I was gonna say that guy because that's what Shrubity is always saying. Shout out that guy, and I kind of meant the entire like Hala crew as a collective. Shout out that guy. That does not work. It doesn't work.
Them people.
Howdy. Yeah. Welcome everybody. And satyrs are goated. Yeah, Lance. Yeah, Lance. Good one. We got Carter Sauce in the building. What's good?
Hello.
And by the way, look at this. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, that was it. That was
a lot of things. Okay, ominous. Ominous. Look at this man's setup. Look how clean. Like he's got the panels. He's got the checkered, you know. Look, I mean, you've got
that's the only thing.
I guess the shirts are probably, they're doing something. I mean, repping your own merch. You love to see it. You know, we got nerdcore merch in the building. You know, I've got the Schwab hoodie.
Oh heck yeah! I think my Schwabity merch is dirty at the moment in the laundry. So
Because do you
it'll be back soon.
Like me? Do you usually use wear it to work out?
I
could not keep a straight face after saying that I work out. That's wow.
I was gonna say I wear my Game Boy Jones merch for that.
Oh yeah,
so I can get those.
You can get those forearms.
You know, yeah.
Got to get more arms on your forearms.
There you go.
And by the way, for anyone who's listening to this on like Spotify or wherever, we are now recording these live on Twitch every Wednesday. So come hang out, twitch.tv/freest, with 6 E's in the middle. That's FreeeEeeeeCed. And come through. And then, of course, you can always catch the VODs on my second channel, Fneest, F2CED. But Wagwan Carter Sauce, what's new in the Carterverse? I mean, what have you been up to?
Just,
who are you?
You
for
know,
anyone who might not know, I'm sure they do. But who are you? What do you do? What's your deal? What's your
That's
hang?
That's a good point.
What's your hang?
Hi, my name is Carter Sauce, and I like to make nerdcore songs, and you know, just kind of part of this community, I guess.
Yeah.
Little on the smaller end, but we just kind of vibing.
Hey, we vibe. You know? We vibe. Love. I love all the different, you know, sides of nerdcore. I love the way that I was gonna say it's built up like a pyramid. It is not a pyramid scheme. I do want to make that very clear. I personally have started a campaign to tell everybody that nerdcore is not a pyramid scheme. So if you all could tell two people and then those two people could tell two people each, I'd really appreciate it.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Okay. I'll get him next
see what
time.
What you did there?
I've been known to be in and around the Carter Sauce side of YouTube. I've been decoing
Deku
over there from time to time.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. Yeah. I also famously chose your channel as the place to say my line. Speedier than Ben Shapiro talking out of his ass crack.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Still one of the best lines.
I've noticed that. I've enjoyed being on Cyphers more and more as I realize that I can say things that are truly out of pocket because they're not on my channel. However, I think that now I'm realizing that people can also do that when they come on my channel. So
that's a good point.
you might see some
results on the Inosuke rap.
Breton said two rounds to your chest. Got that extreme cleavage.
Yeah.
That could be much
bars.
Worse. Bars. You know he's always got to be great on boy. That's the whole conceit of that kiddo. I call people kiddos and tigers, I think, entirely too much. Can we get a poll going in the chat whether kiddo or tiger is the better option?
Oh. Those are two very different expressions.
Mm. Kiddo and tiger. Yeah. I just something tiger. I say. Do you have any like default nicknames that you call people?
Oh, a bud.
Bud? Okay, because you're Canadian.
Hey, bud. Hey, bud. Hey, buddy.
Famously.
Right. As everybody knows. I can't really think of any other ones, really.
Bud.
Hey, man.
Yeah, bud is good.
Bud and man.
Bud, man. Yo, I got to talk to my bud man this Thursday.
oh, no.
Shout out weed. So what's up? What got you into music? Like, making music?
Oh, making music?
Yeah, what gave you the right? What gave you the audacity?
I'm honestly not really sure. I've kind of been just like playing around with music since like 18 years, like about 12-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But like actually making music, I guess specifically nerdcore, I heard a Batman song. I think it was by JT Music.
Okay.
Once, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to make a cool song about a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And now I make songs about anime.
it's interesting seeing like who got into nerdcore, like through sort of like the otakore like anime side of things, who, mm-hmm. and then who got into it from like, because I feel like there are kind of three, I don't know, this is kind of arbitrary, but like three waves of nerdcore in my mind. There's like early nerdcore, which is sort of like, that's like, you know, MC Frontalot and Whitey Cracker and like Beefy and sort of those folks who are rapping about like
Lars and all.
Yeah, and Lars with his with Lars, it's a lot of it is lit hop, where it's like it has to do with literature.
That's true. Yeah.
It's
somehow connected.
Yeah, with a lot of it, you know, Coolzy, whoever, it's like rapping about nerd stuff in general, like nerd life. So it's a lot to do with like computers, like playing video games, having it maybe a knowledge of like superheroes and stuff, comics. But a lot of it is very meta. Yeah. It's like it's about like nerd culture, you know? So it's not so much about like,
yeah, less about like a character rap or
right, like individual properties, you know, and stuff.
From the perspective.
Right, and it's not even like early on. I feel like there wasn't a lot of just being like, "Oh, I'm gonna make a Batman rap." It's like I'm just gonna make a nerdcore rap, and in somewhere in it, I might mention Batman, same as I would mention like any number of other things. but it wasn't right. Typically. I feel like
it's kind of like a lot what
to like, yeah, to like one property.
Kind of like what Mark Cooper does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
I feel like, and I feel like Mark Cooper's very, very much like is of that sort of like legacy, like very like, that's what it reminds me of to like listen to Mark Cooper. And then you've like, I feel like video game rap is almost its own like iteration of nerdcore, because it kind of was what nerdcore was for a few years in there. It was like,
oh yeah,
the poll has ended. Kiddo and Tiger are evenly split. Thanks kiddos.
Thanks tigers.
Thanks tigers. See, tigers doesn't pluralize as well when you're calling a group of people. You say like, listen up kiddos, listen up tigers. Tigers makes it sound like it's a baseball team, which is fine, but
true.
I don't know.
It is what it is.
video game rap has had like, you know, obviously when I think video game rap, I think of Dan Bull. Because like I think we all heard that Skyrim rap back in the day, and we were like, "I want to do this," or like, right. "My life is about this."
See, I think Try Hard Ninja.
Interesting.
Which is obviously kind of a turn to a meme, like Creeper. Oh, man.
Yeah, see, now Minecraft music, I feel like, is its own genre. Because it's...
Oh.
It's, like, such a... I don't know. I feel like there aren't a lot of, like, fandoms that get their, like, own genre of music as much. Honestly, like, when I think about, like, a specific fandom that has its own music, I think of, like, Minecraft music and then, like, Pony music. Like, I'm sure there's other fandoms that have their own specific music, but, like, I honestly feel like those two are, like, the most iconic, to where it's, like, there are people who will make songs only about one of those two things.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, I was about to say Five Nights at Freddy's could probably get there too, because that's got a pretty huge fan base. I think it just came a little later in the game.
And it's got a huge fan base that makes music. It's interesting seeing, like, what different types of artists are attracted to different, different fandoms. So, for instance, like, I'm pretty involved in the Final Space fandom, but not, which has some really amazing music, by some really talented artists. Shelby Mary is who immediately comes to mind. She wrote some, a number of songs for it. And then actually, Doty is doing some songs for the new, season. And, so it's got really good original music in it. But, like, there's not a ton of Final Space music out there. I think I have done, like, the majority of Final Space music that is known, which is crazy, because it's not a small fandom. Like, it's got tons of fans all around the world. I mean, it's on Adult Swim. Mm. It's, like, it's not sequestered away. But, like, yeah. Yeah,
it's almost like NLJ with his Rick and Morty stuff. He's kind of
That might be
has a lot
there's,
of that.
Yeah, there's not a ton of Rick and Morty music. Although, I mean, Rick and Morty is more known than Final Space, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to say.
True.
But who is drawn to Final Space? There's like a ton of like visual artists. So there's like all kinds of fan art for Final Space. And I think it's people who are interested in it does have gorgeous art, just from kind of like a film perspective, it's like very cinematic.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how different, like, I guess fandoms have almost like a primary group of creators that make stuff for that fandom.
Zendikid is saying maybe Fortnite. I was thinking possibly Steven Universe.
Ooh.
But again, Steven Universe is a show that has a lot of good original music in it. And that's what I tend to look for. Like,
this is true.
Maybe also, like, what do you call it? Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, diegetic? What does the word diegetic mean? Is that a word I just invented, or is that a real word? Diegetic is actually the word that I wanted, surprisingly. Like, diegetic music, meaning, like, the characters are singing. You know, so musical theater, essentially. That I think inspires a lot of like fan made music, which I think is why there's so much pony music, is because there's so many songs in the show.
that could be true,
but obviously like that.
I never got to experience the pony fandom in general.
Yeah, it's.
I knew of it, but I never actually got into it.
Yeah, it was. It's an interesting phenomenon because like. A number of us who are currently in the like anime rap scene, which I would call like what I would think of as kind of the third iteration of nerdcore, otakore.
I think it's safe to say that.
As far as just like what's occupied like the main, what's been like the main focus of nerdcore, like those are the three main ones I think of. There's more than that, but like those are the three that like are the biggest in my mind.
The big three.
The big three, yeah. They're Poseidon, Hades, and Zeus. But like
naturally. Where's the Percy Jackson songs? That's what
You know
Riordan
what
content.
If they ever First of all, I know you're a true fan because you're one of the only people I've ever heard say Rick Riordan's name properly. secondly, I heard they were going to make a Percy Jackson series. So, I mean,
yeah, I think it's coming to Disney Plus.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when that comes out,
oh man, Heroes of Olympus Cipher, here we come.
Maybe give me a call. gosh, if you were on like right now, if you were on a Percy Jackson Cipher, like who would you want to be on it?
Oh gosh. Are we counting like the extended Heroes of
say,
Olympus,
say or is it's it just say it's the first Percy like first Jackson. Five books, Percy Jackson, ooh. And then we could think of like outside of that.
That's fair. Grover, honestly.
Grover.
Was that his name?
Yeah.
I love Grover.
Grover's
but
great.
But I feel like I don't know if I'd be comedic enough for Grover.
Oh come on, who doesn't like think of Carter Sauce and think comedic? Like I think that's like the first thing people.
I'm edgy. I am edgy? The most dark nerdcore rapper out here. y'all are tripping.
I feel like even in your rap battles, like it's still comedic, in a good way.
No, but yeah, Grover would be like really fun because you can go a lot of different like puns with the half. Half goat, half man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, easy bar about being the goat.
Easy. Like,
yeah, easy.
No, you get kicked out if you make that bar.
It's not like easy. A lot of people are out there making Grover bars. Then you've also got your Sesame Street bars, your Grover Cleveland bars.
Oh my gosh, I'd be like, what is it? I'm about halfway to being the best of all time. So like, Grover, I'm half the goat.
Half the goat? Okay. Best of all time. Grover, I'm going to let my homie, and then Percy would be like, finish the rest of the rhyme. This is kind of fun.
Then Annabelle comes in with like, or not Annabelle, Annabeth comes in with like a 40-minute lecture.
Hers would be like so precise.
It would be.
Gosh.
It'd be like.
Nico's always been my guy.
Oh, Nico.
Nico's my guy, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if I'd be qualified to like play him in a cipher, but he's my favorite character by far.
You want to talk about edgy.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about edgy.
I mean, when
son of Hades himself.
When I read Percy Jackson, like, you know, it was like, middle school, early high school, and like, I wore like all black every chance I could get, you know? I always wanted to like dye my hair black and whatnot. When I could get away with it, and like, I was just like, I was so edgy. So edgy, lived in the middle of three cornfields, but, you know, edgy, Midwest edgy. I saw, quick tangent, I bought a car this week, and where I got it was, was out in, thank you for that A of approval, where I got it was out in this small town called Thorntown, right? Which is, it's like west of Indianapolis. Ooh. And it's kind of close to where I spent a lot of my growing up years, which is this tiny little town called Jamestown. Population like 900. It has 8 churches, if that tells you anything.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
So it's like pure, you know, Midwest, like, rural town, you know. And I just saw something that made me, like, so happy. I'm taking this, this is actually on, like, a couple days ago when I was taking the car for a test drive. And I pull around a corner and I see these two just, like, Midwest scene kids just walking down the street. So it's just, like, soybean field, general store. Mm-hmm. People who aren't wearing masks, and then like these two little like scene kids, like they're both dressed the same, right? They're in like all black. They've got just like a ton of, you know, like piercings and whatnot that are like obviously mostly clipped on.
Right,
they've got, you know, dyed like feathered hair, and they've got like high leather boots with like the you know, all of, like the straps off on the sides.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, they're just walking along the side of the road, and it's like, I love that. I love seeing people like who That's are amazing. So
especially
like,
for a small Midwestern town.
Yeah, like they're clearly the
amount
like,
of boldness.
They're clearly like probably there's a good chance that they are the only two people in that town that dress like that.
Yeah.
Have anything in common like that? So it's like they're not dressed like that to go anywhere, especially because there's a pandemic. Like they're not going anywhere. That's just how they dress every day while they're walking like next to the soybean fields. And I love that.
It's crazy how like closed off the Midwestern area is from like, I guess the rest of honestly the world in general, I guess. Yeah. And as soon as like something slightly different comes in, it's like, oh my gosh. Whoa, yeah. did you see that? Like, yeah, it was just a concert that passed through. It's
one of my favorite memories is this one time I went to this small town in Illinois, Oswego, which is kind of like a it's outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
And to go to this little indie concert that took place out of a storage facility. And because I went with my friend I went with my friend Colin, who was doing an acoustic set, and we get there, I didn't know what to expect, rock up to the place, and it is like a thriving punk scene. Like all these kids are in like punk uniform, you know, like they've got the boots, they've got the torn skinny jeans, they've got the makeup, they've got the like the hair, they've got the flannel, like everything. They're either like emo kids or punk kids, like scene kids, like sort of the amalgamation of the scene that you get in the Midwest. Yeah. And one of the bands played the entirety of, I believe it was Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge by MCR. And it was like from start to finish. And it was incredible. It was just like one of the most amazing like pockets of like young Americana I think that you'll ever see. I cannot wait to go to more tiny concerts. Like I love just little shows in little venues.
I cannot wait for this pandemic to be over. Like you don't realize how many conventions and concerts and stuff you miss until you're like a year later. Oh wow. Yeah. Usually you go to a couple of these and
yeah,
they're all gone.
I was one click away from buying my NPC ticket last year, and then I got distracted, and then like by the time that I like went back to like finish registering, they were like, there isn't one. It's like, oh well, lucky I guess, but like that sucks. So I mean, yeah, you know, there may or may not be one this year. We'll see, but gosh, I can't wait to...
Fingers crossed.
cannot wait to smooch all the homies. It is unacceptable that has not occurred.
Right.
In the past year. Unfortunate.
Just change the name to Homie Smooching.
Homie Party Smooching. Con. Yeah. Wow, I just pulled up my notes for the first time. You went to 14 conventions in 2019, Zainab. Wow. What are some of the conventions you went to? I would love to go to more conventions, but there aren't a ton around Indiana. There is Gen Con, which somehow I've never been to. I've just like always been busy those days somehow. But I've been to like Indie Pop Con and like Indie Comic Con, which are okay. Gen Con is really the only like real con we have, it feels like.
Yeah, I think I've only ever been to like Comic Cons throughout the year. Never got to experience any of the other genres per se.
Yeah. Last year, it's kind of funny, like so I started my channel you know, a little over a year ago. And when I started it, as soon as I started putting up videos, I started doing like small shows at local open mics, because I wanted to like get used to performing and like get used to performing my material. Because I'd perform before, but like always like acoustic stuff. Because I've actually like I've written like a lot of like folk music or like pop punk in the past. I'd never really gotten a chance to like incorporate it into nerdcore at all, but like that's, you know, just other stuff I'm interested in. But I was like, okay, I've never performed rap before, like I need to actually like learn how to do it. So I started doing that, and I was doing that for like a few months, and I was like, okay, so this, you know, 2020 is I'm gonna be just playing like as many local shows as I can. And then, you know, I know I've got some friends that are going to go on tour, you know, in those surrounding states. So I'm going to see if I can, like, you know, like hang with them, maybe like go around with them, open for them, and kind of just like get my foot into like live performance and touring that way. And then just everything went shunk. So instead of what it did is it actually completely changed how I was writing music. Because before that, I was writing music specifically to be able to perform it live. So I was writing a lot of stuff that had like hook, you know, hooks to be performed. I wrote one song that had crowd participation, and I wrote stuff that was like sounded way better live than it did recorded, which is okay because it was meant to be performed live. And then, like, I couldn't do anything live, and so I was like, well, then I might as well just make whatever music I want, like, that sounds how I want it to sound, and not worry about whether or not I can perform it. Like, worry about that later, you know, if I ever need to.
I do love that about, not even just nerdcore, but, like, I guess just online music and whatnot. You can... you don't have that crutch of performing it live per se.
Yeah.
So you can just kind of literally make whatever you want, do as many takes and punches as you need.
Definitely.
It's just like, oh, you don't have that pressure of one take, you got to nail it perfectly.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, early on, I had that like sort of like dumb like self-confidence issue where I was like, if I'm not doing all my verses in one take, then like I'm not a good rapper. So when I first started recording stuff, I would only record it like doing each verse in one take, and they came out fine for the most part, but like I lost my voice a lot as well, because you do like 17 18 takes of a whole verse. And
it hurts.
Yeah.
I think, like, most professional like rappers even don't even like do it in one take when they perform. That's why they have like hype men and whatnot, so they can kind of like get a moment to
I think the progression for me was like I started out doing whole verses, and then I was like, ah, you know what, I'll just do like 8 bars at a time, and then it went down to 4, and these days I'm doing a lot of like recording a lot of stuff like punch and freestyle, and even if it's not a punch and freestyle, I drink some water. Fear the Gunner just redeemed, drink some water. I'll drink some more water.
And as he drank forth from that bottle, he was hydrated.
The oh no, his body Skeddy needed. Also redeemed, drink some water. All right. Okay. Don't my God, Skeddy. Fast. I got to put a daily cap on these. When I run out of water, Carter, you're not allowed to also redeem, drink some water. And Lance?
What? Well, Lance did it, so. We are getting hydrated in this podcast.
We have to piss in this podcast. Please. Oh, no. Please.
Now that's what I call waterbending.
Unless you want there to be just like a 5 minute like dead silence in the middle of this episode when I get up and walk out of the room and come back. Which would you prefer? Dead silence where I walk out of the room, or dead silence where I just kind of sit here and you're not sure?
It's like a Easter game. Find out which part of the stream or cast.
Lance has redeemed Duo Rar. For those who aren't familiar, on Twitch, I have a channel point redemption. For 1,000 points, you can redeem a Rar. You can redeem Duo Rar, which means that I do a Rar. So this is making it into the podcast. This is great. Here we go.
Let's go.
Rar.
That was beautiful.
So for everyone who hasn't turned off the podcast, welcome back to the regular conversation.
That was the climax. Everything was leading up to that.
So I've been doing a lot of like punch-ins. Because it's just crisp, you know, it's just nice. And it's easy to record that way.
Good.
And I honestly, so I've been doing this thing for a while where I do a pretend punch-in. So like I'll say a line in a way that makes it sound like it's punched in, like halfway through, when it isn't. So it's like,
okay.
I'm
intrigued.
So like, if I don't know, just like a random phrase, like chilling with the homies and we're drinking some wine, right? It's like a boom bap sounding line. But it would be like, so regular delivery would be like chilling with the homies and we're drinking some wine, right? But if I wanted to do like a fake punch, it'd be like, chilling with the homies and we're drinking some wine. So there's like a little skip in the middle, and it kind of, I don't know, it kind of, I think, builds a little like hype in the middle of a take.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do that, sometimes I actually
almost
punch
like
in.
Almost like a record scratch, but
yeah,
no record.
I feel like you gotta be real real sparing with record scratches. You gotta be real sparing with beat cuts.
Oh, yeah.
I want to cut the beat out for like every punchline, and you can't do that.
Honestly,
you gotta like,
or else it gets old, and then you're like
yeah.
Might as well just do the whole thing a cappella.
Yeah, same for like any like, I don't know. I feel like that's how it is. It's the same for like producers with a new plugin, or like vocalists who learned a new technique, you know, how to do runs or whatever. You always see it with like guitarists who got a new pedal and they want to use it on like every single song.
Yeah.
So like sometimes, you know, I think it's fun, you can see like this progression for a lot of Oh, Grizzle Boy, thank you for that tier one sub. Welcome
hey.
To the Dino Squad. You are now a Velociraptor, rah rah rah. yeah, but you can see like what people are like sort of like a lot of times like what producers are into, or like what effect. So like there was like a couple weeks in there where I wanted to do like vocal stutters, like I wanted to just like do like chops, like chopped vocals for like a ton of stuff. You hear it a lot on that like Food Wars rap I did with Cola Kong.
Yes.
There's like, I think both verses have like multiple like vocal stutters. And after that, I was like, that's fun. I better not do that again for a while.
That was what I was like when I first discovered like autotune. And I was like, I want to auto-tune everything.
Yeah.
I was like, I probably shouldn't do that, and I don't know how to mix it well.
Auto-tune is tricky because, like, I think a lot of, like, when you first try it out, it can be disconcerting to use it, even if, or especially if you're already, a good singer. Because if you're a good singer, sometimes what it'll do is it'll throw in like artifacts that kind of mess you up.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to get Melodyne, which I've used a little bit in the past, just like on other people's machines. Machines. Yeah, I'm 1,000 years old. On other people's computers, on other people's PCs. Is machines the cool word? I don't know. I'm out of touch. I don't know what the children like.
Priest, come with me if you want to live. The machines.
The machines. Yeah. The machines are taking over. Rise of... Devices? Devices might be it.
I think that's the word.
Yeah. But yeah, like Melodyne, it's nice because you can like, you don't have to have those artifacts. You can choose like where to cut stuff, how smooth it is. What I really like, one thing that's super
nice.
Fun in Melodyne is the like glide feature, where you can choose like,
oh,
so instead of just having it like, so like autotune, right? If you have a section that's just like at the end of my time, right? So autotune, it would be like, mm-hmm. my time, right? Like it kind of like just drops.
Right.
But in Melodyne,
just gonna kick it.
You could sing it like my time. You could sing it like that. And then you could, you can edit it to glide to where it goes my time. And it's super dope.
Oh, like a natural slide.
Yeah. Or even an unnatural slide.
Oh,
Yeah, I like to use that for like
that's nice.
Sort of like an Owl City type of effect whenever I use that, because that's just how he sings, you know. Adam Young, he is like I'm
old
trying to
disclaimer.
Think of like
Owl City has a special place in my heart, especially the Ocean Eyes album.
Oh sure, I think I've got
the deluxe edition.
I think I've got the Ocean Eyes deluxe CD around here somewhere.
Oh yeah. So I don't know. You just said Owl City, and I just got hit with a rush of nostalgia.
Oh
like,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Owl City was the first
Hello,
artist.
Hello, Seattle.
I am what's the first verse? Mountaineer. Manta Ray.
I think it's Manta Ray.
Manta Ray. I feel like that's the second verse. Is it Mountaineer in the hills and highlands? So I thought it was Mountaineer.
I just like the part where he says, "I fall asleep in hospital parking lots."
Yeah, and awake in.
In your mouth.
In your mouth, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was like the first song I ever heard that didn't rhyme, and I was like,
wait a minute, you can do that?
Yeah, the bridge rhymes, I guess. Yeah, Ocean Eyes is just like almost like a perfect album to me. The deluxe has Rugs From Me to You, I think, and I don't remember what else.
To say or not or to pay or not to pay, that is the question. Oh
yeah,
Rugs For Me to You is so good.
Like I said, Owl City's first artist I majorly got into like by myself, and then the first band I ever got into was Plain White Tees, but I didn't hear Hey There Delilah for like a while after I got into them, because I heard their like older
really?
stuff. Yeah, I heard I think it's their first album, I'm not sure, it might be like first or second, but I heard Stop, then I heard Wonders of the Younger, and it wasn't until later that I heard what's the album that has Hey There Delilah, it's like is it called like Our Time Now, or like, let's see, what Hey There
I'm not quite
Delilah
sure
Delilah album, All That We Needed, no, it's from, isn't it also from Every Second Counts? Is it not?
I can't
oh, I
get, say
oh,
I've
oh my gosh!
To that much
so that's so funny. So yeah, I'm not even that familiar with the album that Hey There Delilah is from. I know Stop, which is from 2001. I know Wonders of the Younger, which when did that come out? Gosh, they have a lot of stuff out. Did not realize. Oh, okay. So that one was 2010, and Every Second Counts is 2006. So I actually heard that one third. But, yeah. Anyway. They were, yeah. That was like the band, first band that I got into.
That's wild.
Ozana says, I always used to sing Fireflies in gym when running laps in middle school. You sang Fireflies while running laps? Your singing was apparently popular because you made friends with a lot of girls back then. Oh, did you get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs?
Foxtrot above their head?
Pardon? I heard fuck Trump above their head, which I agree with, but I don't think that's what you said.
Foxtrot.
Foxtrot. Is that what it is? Oh, Foxtrot. Okay. Yes.
That's how it goes.
Foxtrot.
A sock hop beneath your bed?
Yes. Foxtrot is also the name of a comic by Bill Amend that's not bad.
Oh, I was completely unaware of this.
Yeah. It's got a character who's super into Star Trek. Yeah.
That's all I know from Star Trek.
LLAP.
Always was more of a Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
After it took like 20 minutes for that ship to load into the dock, I was like, yeah, I don't think Star Trek is for me.
20 minutes, that's like the length of an episode.
It's.
I like Star Trek, but I did get into Star Wars first. I watched a lot of Star Wars as a kid. And,
don't get me wrong, I still respect Star Trek.
Sure.
I definitely prefer the prequels. Are they? The reboots? The ones with Chris Pine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. The movies.
I like those ones. But the movies. TV shows are pretty good.
I've not seen the movies. What I really like from Star Trek is The Next Generation. And that's actually the thing that I think is cool about Star Trek is, like, it has so many properties and, like, so many shows that I feel like somebody, like, most people who are into sci-fi will like some of Star Trek. Because I kind of, like...
Oh, yeah.
I kind of, you know... I've been trying to get away from the sort of like all or nothing, like enjoyment of properties, you know? I think what got me to that realization is that, like, I was like, okay, yeah. So I definitely don't like the new Star Wars stuff, but that doesn't mean I'm like not a Star Wars fan anymore. It's just like, there's a ton of Star Wars stuff that I do like. So like, I'm not,
there's so many mediums.
Yeah. Like not everything has to be for me, or like, and honestly, like, I'm okay with like the ratio of, like, even in the past, you know, few years, like the ratio of Star Wars stuff that's come out that I like and that I don't like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, make every movie horrible if we still get The Mandalorian.
So you are a fan of The Mandalorian then?
Oh, love The Mandalorian.
It's very, very well put together show.
I've done one song about The Mandalorian, and it's about how at the time I had not seen The Mandalorian yet. Oh, I should probably do another one now that I have seen it.
It's the sequel.
That one with was it Divide and Danville or Fable and Danville who did the Mandalorian song? Do you remember? I reacted to
Divide,
it, but I don't remember.
The Baby Yoda one.
All I remember is that the hook is like. Mando, Mando, the Mandalorian, Mando. Remember?
Oh, I'm not sure on that one then.
I think it might have just been called Mando, but I don't remember whose channel it was on.
A fake fan. I will say, I think as much as I love Mandalorian, I think the best Disney Star Wars property to come out was probably Rogue One.
Really? That's a hot take.
I don't know.
Better than
that
The Mandalorian?
Just like, I would say better than season one of The Mandalorian. Season two brought a lot more.
I mean, there's
especially tying in with Clone Wars, and bringing in like Bo-Katan and the Darksaber.
Yeah.
So I would say it's probably tied for a season two. But I don't know. Rogue One was just very, like, it felt very original Star Wars-y.
Yeah, I mean, I did really like Rogue One. I think my favorite Star Wars property overall in on screen is The Mandalorian.
See, I gotta go with the Clone Wars.
Like, on screen is The Mandalorian, not counting original trilogy.
I feel like the whole original trilogy is in its own.
I like The Mandalorian better than I like Episode 6. I wouldn't put it above 4 or 5, yeah. But I would put it above 6. My all-time favorite Star Wars property is Episode 4, followed by 5, and then Mandalorian. But Clone Wars and Rebels are, I think especially Rebels, because Clone Wars took a while to find its footing. Like, once it got there,
Seen Rebels.
You know, I've only seen a bit of it, but it impressed me so much. I think my favorite Star Wars property, all in all, might honestly be one of the books by Timothy Zahn, who, he created the character Thrawn. So that's kind of what he's known for. But my favorite book by him is actually Scoundrels, which is has a lot of,
I have
like,
not read that one.
Has a lot of less known characters. Has like a, as I recall, like young Han Solo is in it. And it's it's all like heist Legends? Stuff. Is it what?
Is it a part of Legends?
I mean, it is now.
Is that a newer one?
So yeah.
When it came to the books, I read more of like the Old Republic stuff, especially Darth Malgus. I think it was Deception, Darth Plagueis.
Yeah.
Maul Lockdown, stuff like that. Kind of building up to the prequels. But as far as like favorite movie, this opinion might get a bit of hate.
Okay.
I like Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, that's not
the best.
You know what? That's not bad. That's not bad, and I think that it is a less controversial opinion now that the sequels have come out, because when it was just saying like I like one of the prequels the most out of all of the Star Wars that there is, and the only other Star Wars that there was the original trilogy and two Ewoks movies, I guess, but like, and the holiday special. Like,
oh, we don't talk about that.
I watch that every year.
Oh no.
I watch the Life Day special every single year. Yeah.
How can you watch the weird Wookiee sex bot scene where he puts on like the virtual?
Oh, you have to be high.
How do you suffer through that?
You have to be high.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's no point in watching. I think they made it high, so it just makes sense that that's how you have to experience it.
that would make a whole lot of sense now. I think it's also because I was raised. Obviously, I was born like post 2000s, so I was kind of raised in that era where
a baby
they were wrapping up the prequels, and so that's what I saw first out of everything because I watched them chronologically. I still do love the originals. 5 Empire will always take that number 2 spot, but there's just something about the emotions and everything, and
yeah, I mean, it's got,
it just hit different.
It has the best like action and story and everything of the prequels. It is obviously the most important of the prequels. It's got like the action in it is really cool. My favorite lightsaber fight is best Duel of the Fates, because that's what I would think.
Yep, that's the best one.
Yeah. And that's why I have still have such a love for the Phantom Menace, is purely Duel of the Fates. That's probably my second favorite composition by John Williams. And it is like my favorite from Star Wars. It should surprise nobody that my favorite is Welcome to Jurassic Park.
<Da-da-da>.
Yeah, I'm due for a Jurassic Park rewatch. I kind of want to just like watch through all of them.
I need to watch more. I've only seen the original and the first two Jurassic Worlds.
I only saw the first Jurassic World.
I haven't seen 2 or 3. The second one was okay.
Was it?
Plus dino, more people.
Oh.
It's like, okay.
It's disappointing. I want more dino, no people.
It still had some nice stuff in it, but...
Okay, so I'm thinking, and I still don't know what the proper episode length is for... like these live episodes. I feel like they can be longer because they're streamed and I normally stream for like a few hours, but I thought and I talked about this last week when Olaf was on, but I'm kind of like taking a break from like would you rathers and like will you press the buttons, and I just want to ask like what I think is an interesting question for you to answer here kind of towards the end.
Okay.
So here's the question. Here's the question. Would you?
All right.
I'm sorry, Zaina Kitty. I have to address something. You said John Williams carried Jurassic Park on his back with the amazing score. False. Oh, false. No. The motion graphics designers did incredible work. Steven Spielberg directed it. I don't know if you remember that important detail. It is a gorgeous movie. Jeff Goldblum is in that movie. One of the most iconic characters of all time. And it just happens to have like one of the best scores of all time. But to say that he carried it on his back is just not factual. Hey, that Jordo, shout out for the raid. Thank you so much, and welcome in. You caught me mid-rant. So here's the question, Carter Sauce. Here's the question.
Okay, question.
All right. Would you take... I'm going to preface this by actually asking if I'm correct in something. So last I checked, you don't actually care for tartar sauce all that much. Is that right? Even though it's
I
like...
I do not.
It's like the pun of your name.
It is the pun, but yeah. I actually don't like tartar sauce or like any mayo-based kind of sauce.
Okay,
really.
So here's the question.
Not a fan.
Here's the All question. Right. Would you take a tartar sauce sponsorship if it meant you had to eat tartar sauce on camera at least once a week?
Ooh.
Yeah. Heavy.
You know, would I have to like...
Swallow it.
I'm assuming like I'd have to pretend to. Well, no, I would assume that I'd have to like you know hold a straight face while doing it, like a commercial almost, right?
Yeah, you just. I think you
probably.
Could, yeah, you. I mean, you wouldn't have to eat like a whole like sandwich with it or whatever. You could just like take a bite and be like,
like that's, a spoonful or.
You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't have to like just eat a spoonful of it. It would be
just,
on something.
Yeah, straight out of the jar, just like, oh. Well, if it's on something, then yeah, like totally.
Okay.
I would.
Interesting.
I would take that. It can suffer for a couple seconds, especially if it's a sponsorship. I'm getting paid to do it. I'm a broke college student. I need that.
Yeah, that's fair. This is. I did not have this question written down, but is there a food that you hate so much that you wouldn't be able to do that for? That's like a normal food.
Oh. I'm trying to think, like, ranch, maybe?
Ranch?
Yeah.
And you're...
I feel like I could probably still do it.
You're Midwestern and you don't like ranch?
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
Wow, how do you... I understand, you know, not liking tartar sauce, but, like, wow, how do you survive? It's everywhere.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Maybe you should have been barber sauce.
That would have actually
Cardacue. Let's workshop your rebranding live on the stream.
All right, we gotta scrap everything.
Just change the color of the bottle. You're good.
Right,
by the
just
way,
it, like red.
what is in the Carter sauce? Bottle. I mean, what is Carter sauce? If it were made of real ingredients, what would it be?
Oh well, I've actually had a few friends who have tried. We've tried making like an official Carter sauce before,
okay.
And it's always been a barbecue based with a little bit of spice to it. But
okay.
We've never quite like got an official like this is the sauce.
It looks purple.
I like to think it's like some mystical. Oh yeah, definitely.
It looks.
Coloring,
it reminds
but...
me of back in the day when who was it
oh,
that
no,
did
it's blue.
This? Was it? It's blue. Okay. Was
the
it?
The bottle is purple. Yeah.
I see. Was it Heinz or who was it that was making like purple ketchup back in the day? Like as like a it had to be like a '90s thing, and they were making like different colored ketchup.
I remember.
Yeah. Hey, Nara, what's good?
Yo.
We never had it. I think it might have died out in the 90s, but like, and I wasn't really around in the 90s. And we wouldn't have gotten it even if
Me
it
neither.
Was around. But Yeah, no, they were selling like purple ketchup for a while. And yeah, it was
I would definitely
unsettling.
try that
I mean,
if
yeah,
it
it's just
still
I mean it's
existed.
just ketchup. It's, you
It's
know, it's
just
got food
ketchup.
coloring. I
But
remember I
yeah.
used to make blue milk at home for obvious reasons.
Ha.
Once I figured out you could just
Yeah.
put food coloring in milk, I was like, you
Once
get,
you find out
hey.
as a kid that food coloring exists, it just changes everything.
Yeah.
Until you use too much, because it does have
It
like a little
does.
bit of a
It's
taste.
got that aftertaste. Yep, I know what you're talking
Used to
about.
make a green eggs and ham as a kid. Just put a little bit in with the eggs.
Yeah.
The ham
We
wasn't green,
did a
but
similar thing, but that was because our chickens ha were sick. Carter just leaving the room. Out of the building.
see, I appreciate puns. I love them.
However, comma.
However, that was rather foul.
Okay, wow. All right. I thought you left because you were feeling
Because
cooped up.
I was what?
Feeling cooped up. It's okay. We
But you
can
know.
both do puns. We're birds of a feather.
I was about to do that one. Yeah, you know, but if we tried to write it out, it would just end up looking like chicken scratch.
All right. Yeah, I guess it depends on whether you include the proper clause.
I would hate to post them online and then end up getting balked.
Oh wow, why you're afraid you're chicken?
No, I would just take the L. Think about
Let's go.
that one. No, according to Carter Sauce lore, though, the sauce in that sauce bottle is actually a mythical, entity of sauce. When you drink it, it gives you like these powers
It's
that
like a
have
rap version
yet
of
to
Space
be.
Jam. It's like Carter's
Yeah,
special
pretty
sauce.
much. Yeah.
Is it secret stuff or special stuff in
We
Space
be
Jam?
juicing. I
We be
think it's
juicin'.
secret. Is
Secret
it?
sauce? Michael's secret stuff? Sauce? Secret
I
stuff?
cannot remember.
I
I'm just
don't
scared about the reboot,
remember.
man.
Yeah, who
Or the
knows?
second one.
Who knows? I don't I just cannot pay attention to like reboots and like sequels because they're almost always trash. Unless it's a Muppet movie. If it's a Muppet movie, I mean, it's gonna be good.
That's true. What about, here's a question for you. Since it's technically not a reboot or a sequel per se, what are your thoughts on the supposed Snyder Cut
I'll watch it. I
of
never
Justice
watched the
League?
original, so I think I'll probably enjoy it more than some other folks.
Oh, you saved yourself a headache.
Yeah, I did watch
That
Suicide
is for sure.
Squad, and that was rough.
It was just a one big Hot Topic commercial.
It really was. To be fair, I've never been nearly as much into DC as I have been into Marvel. So I wasn't like
That's valid.
devastated or anything. Yo, Nara, am I a man or am I a Muppet? Am I a
Muppet.
Muppet? I'm a Muppet of a man. A
A
Muppet of a man. Brett from
classic.
Flight of the Conchords. I don't remember if he wrote that song, but he wrote songs for that movie, and that's why they're so good.
I say,
Yeah.
I don't think there's one flop in that whole movie.
No, we're talking about the first of the newer Muppet movies. And the second
Yeah.
the sequel the direct sequel to that movie was dope and just had Josh Groban in it. He actually seems Josh Groban seems to
Which
have
one
like
was that?
it was the one where the meme comes from of like the Kermit, like the hooded version of Kermit. It's like the Me Too Me meme.
Oh,
So it's that one
right.
where there's like a Kermit imposter.
Yeah.
I feel
But
like
that
Josh Groban
wasn't.
just has like a contract with the Muppets because he was in that and he was also in that new like office style Muppet like sitcom or whatever, like
I
mockumentary
do
that they
love that
did.
one.
He
I know
plays.
everybody hates it, but like
I did not mind it at all.
it was fun.
Yeah, it was
Like
fun. And I had Josh Groban in it, and I love Josh Groban.
Exactly.
He's lovely. Also, oh, yeah. Also an Indiana boy. So, I mean, come on, represent.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Heck
I don't
yeah.
know if we had any Iowa people on the Muppets yet.
Yo, shout out Iowa. Said no one ever. But in this case, right. Shout out Iowa.
I don't even still live in Iowa. So, like, not even me shouts out Iowa. Well, I do have an excuse to why I'm so corny, so that's nice.
So this has been fun. Good night, everybody.
No,
I love just like the absolute like double standard here. Like I'm just gonna cancel you for right. for your pun a second after I did a worse one. What is funny is that this legitimately is the end of the episode. So if I had just like continued that outro, it would have been a much harsher way of ending. But no, I would never do that to you.
That would have been brutal.
Before we head out, why don't you tell the folks where they can find you online?
Hey, you can find me on YouTube.com. Just type Freest in the search bar, and you'll find it right there. It's like this guy with long hair and a little hat. Okay. And you can just find
you
me
seem
there.
Confused.
No, that's about right.
So just go to schwabity.com and
yeah, or breitenboytellum.com or breitenboytellum.com. Like donating anything that works out perfectly.
Look up Carter Sauce on YouTube. His links will be in the description of this video. If you're watching it on my second channel, Fneest, F2CED. Do you want to shout out a Twitter handle or anything for the folks on Twitch?
Oh. Yeah, it'll be at @_CarterSauce.
And that's the all. Underscore, all one word.
Yes, the underscore. The Not underscore. An actual underscore, like you gotta type out the word underscore. It's a very long tag. I had to send an email to get an Carter extended sauce. Username.
Here we go, y'all. This is what it is. That's the one. Okay, right. Did I type that right? Carter Sauce.
Yep, that looks good.
Okay, sick. Meanwhile, you can find me on Twitter @MeFreest, on Instagram @FreestRaps, TikTok @Freest. Main channel, youtube.com/Freest. Second channel, which is where you might be watching this, youtube.com/Fneest, which is spelled F2CED. Yeah, and of course, if you want to listen to these live every week, it's going to be twitch.tv/freest with 6 E's in the middle, so it's FreeEeEeCed. I wanted to get back to doing this because I didn't do it last week, but for the folks in the comments or in Twitch chat or both, why don't you give them a phrase to rhyme with, a rhyming challenge phrase, any phrase, and they'll have to come up with a rhyme for it.
Any phrase. Okay. Gerbil on a Pop-Tart. Gerbil on a Pop-Tart. We'll leave
gerbil
it at
on
that.
A Pop-Tart. Okay. Never, if you need a smoke, ask Steve Urkel because he's got darts. So something like that. Y'all could have fun with that. Jordo, how do I remember how many E's I need to log in? I just keep hitting E until something happens. Thank you all for listening to the Break Freeze Club. Thank you, Carter Sauce, for coming on. Can't wait to see y'all's rhymes in the
Thanks
comments.
For having me.
And take care.
Love you guys. Do. Thank you.